Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story, it is Super Tuesday. Utah voters are among those in 16 states and one territory today who will go to the polls. And former President Donald Trump and former UN Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley are fighting hard for the GOP presidential nomination.
Nikki Haley does well with moderates, with independent voters. Some of the voters who could be the deciding factor in a general election. And those voters tend to be a weak spot for former President Trump. And so should Nikki Haley drop out, where her voters go? Do they hold their nose and vote for Trump? Do they sit out the election altogether? Do they vote for President Biden? That is going to be really important to figure out ahead of November.
ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper says the delegate rules don't favor Haley, who is way behind in the delegate count. Utah is taking part in Super Tuesday with caucuses across the state. Republicans will have hundreds of locations to meet. KSL News Radio's Amy Kopabe reports.
It's all about dialogue, according to GOP Chair Robert Axon.
The caucus meeting is only there to facilitate the conversations that come from all of our citizens and the opinions that come from all of our Republican citizens here in Utah.
But it's not just the opportunity to debate. Everyone who goes tonight will take part in a presidential preference poll. So Republicans can choose between former President Trump and Nikki Haley, and national delegates will use that then to inform their decision at the upcoming convention. Locations for all parties caucusing tonight are listed on our website at kslnewsradio.com. Amy Kopabe, KSL News Radio.
While the Republicans are meeting for their presidential preference meetings, Democrats are holding a primary election. Shelley Jackson, Deputy of Elections with Lieutenant Governor's Office, explained the process to Damon Dujanovic.
So we are overseeing today the primary election for the Democratic Party. The party set the rules. They opted in to have the primary, but all the same, you know, rules from the state code apply, the mail-in ballots, the drop box times, all of that.
You can find a polling location near you at vote.utah.gov or at kslnewsradio.com. The person who oversees elections in Utah is having someone else step in to cover part of her job in an effort to eliminate any bias. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says the advisor will take up any complaints that may come up during this year's race for governor, since she's up for re-election with Governor Spencer Cox. A similar move was made by Governor Cox back when he was lieutenant governor in 2020. Henderson is appointing Greg Bell, a former lieutenant governor himself. He served under Gary Herbert from 2009 to 2013.
Henderson will be continuing all of her other duties. The dates have been set for state and congressional debates here in Utah. Things kick off with the gubernatorial debate on September 23rd at Salt Lake Community College. Senate and several House candidates will debate at Utah State in October. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes is urging the Supreme Court to limit access to an abortion pill. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes joined 21 other attorneys general in arguing that the Food and Drug Administration overstepped in approving the abortion pill mifepristone. The core of their argument is that federal agencies like the Food and Drug Administration inherently threaten the U.S. Constitution's balance of powers, as well as the ability of states to set their own rules. On the other hand, the U.S. Department of Justice says that ruling could open the floodgates to lawsuits about every kind of new medication. Justices will start hearing oral arguments March 26th. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Egypt says 3 days of ceasefire talks with Hamas in Cairo ended today with no progress. And the start of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal, is now just 5 days away. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv with details.
We're not seeing any sign that there's a breakthrough. We're not seeing any indication from Hamas that they're willing to accept the framework deal which the Israeli government broadly accepted. The U.S. is saying that the ball is now in Hamas's court.
The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have spent weeks trying to broker an agreement for the release of up to 40 hostages in return for a 6-week ceasefire, the release of some Palestinian prisoners, and an influx of aid into Gaza. Other national stories we are following. A widespread outage at Meta has been impacting its social media sites today. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
Facebook, Instagram, and Threads users in the U.S. among those having trouble loading site and apps amid a widespread outage at parent company Meta. Tuesday morning, Meta spokesman Andy Stone tweeting, "We are aware that people are having trouble accessing our services, and we're working on this now." More than 300,000 reports of an outage at Facebook were received on Tuesday morning by Down Detector, a site that tracks problem reports from users. Down Detector also tallied nearly 50,000 reports of an outage at Instagram. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Most of their services have been restored, but some users are still reporting problems. First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Nice and quiet on the Valley freeways, but a crash 3500 south, about 5400 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
It's do or die for Nikki Haley.
I'm willing to take the cuts because I think good things come when you go through the pain.
Special coverage all day today and tomorrow with results and election night coverage starting today at 5 on KSL News Radio.
I've always said you can make progress or you can make excuses, but you cannot do both. So no more excuses. I know when it comes to weight loss, you have all kinds of excuses. I'm too busy. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll start next week after the holiday. Excuses or progress? What do you want? When I decided I was sick of the excuses and ready to make progress on my health and wellness, I turned to SOTA Weight Loss, S-O-T-A. It stands for state-of-the-art because it is state-of-the-art weight loss. You don't have to do it alone. You have someone who can help you every step of the way, deal with your emotional eating challenges, help you make sure you're getting the right fuel into your body so you have health, energy, and vitality. As I've said many times, I lost 37 pounds in under 90 days. I'm 2 years in, and no more excuses, just results. When it comes to your SOTA weight loss journey, there's no time to lose, only time to win. Start winning today at SOTA Weight Loss, SOTAweightloss.com.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson is having someone else step in to oversee elections. She wants to eliminate the perception of bias as she runs for re-election. KSL News Time 1207. More than 500 earthquakes have hit Milford in the last 2 weeks. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports seismologists aren't worried.
The earthquakes are being caused by drilling into the earth for geothermal energy. Catherine Whitten, a research scientist from the University of Utah Seismograph Station, says this is to be expected.
This is just part of developing the geothermal resource. It generates these really small earthquakes. People don't feel them at the surface, and there are measures in place to ensure that they stay small.
All of the earthquakes have been relatively small, at a 2.7 magnitude or below, and Whitten says there's nothing to worry about. They aren't expected to get any bigger. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Families in Holiday are back in their homes after a gas leak led to an evacuation. Unified Fire says a small car hit a gas meter leading to the leak. 11 homes were evacuated as hazmat monitored the gas leak. No injuries were reported. Exploratory uranium drilling is underway across the road from Bears Ears National Monument. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Two Canadian companies are exploring for uranium in San Juan County by drilling two wells at Hart's Point near Monticello. They selected that area based on data from more than 30 years ago. The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance argues that the wells are too close to the Bears Ears National Monument, which is just across the road that serves as the boundary for the monument. They hope the Bureau of Land Management will look at the drilling process to determine if there is any undue degradation. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The owner of a property on 25th Street in Ogden is ready for another attempt at a residential building. Their unfinished building was torn down because it didn't comply with fire codes and had other structural problems. KSL.com reports the owner, Sumatera Ventures, has been talking with city officials about a second attempt, but there are still some issues that need to be sorted out. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, the sun is out. There's no snow on the road. How are things going?
It's looking good. If you're out and about on the Valley freeways, we have no accidents or delays, even light traffic in many areas, lighter than normal. Higher elevations, and then you may run into a snowflake or two, especially in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. But overall, a good commute. Here, as we are looking at the Valley freeways and our main secondaries, we do have one accident to tell you about, 3500 south, about 5400 west. Common Spirit hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advanced healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll keep it mostly cloudy for this afternoon, high of 47 degrees. Overnight, we'll dip off to 35, which really isn't that cold for this time of year. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 51, and a slight chance for an isolated shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And we are enjoying some nice sunshine, 41 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, college students typically have low voter turnout. So what is Weber State doing to get its students out to the polls? We'll talk to the university's president about their student voting initiative. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. A little experiment here that you can try in your home just for fun. Take two water heaters, run hard water through one and soft water through the other, then count how many years each one lasts. Now, of course, I can save you all that trouble because the experiment takes place every day in countless homes right here in the state of Utah. The result's always the same. Hard water makes water heaters and other appliances conk out years before they should. And that's why when Dee and I built our new home, I informed the builder that we'd have Kinetico put in our soft water. I just won't settle for anything else. With Kinetico, you'll use two-thirds less salt. All the mechanical design makes it virtually maintenance-free. And I'll tell you what, your water heater and other appliances will last years longer. All you have to do is contact my friends at Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico. It's 801-576-8600 or log on to softwaterutah.com.
Held over due to popular demand.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Utah State Fair Park. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Utah State Fair Park. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999. Utah State Fair Park. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Utah State Fair Park. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Utah State Fair Park. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Boyd Matheson. Listening to Inside Sources is a little different from just reading the headlines because we're always going to get you into that think again moment. We have experts from around the country, across the world, and right here local to home that'll help us dive in and get past just the hype, the fluff, the fake fights, and the false choice so we can get into the news to help you connect the dots and make the news make sense.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson is appointing an advisor to answer questions and complaints that may come up during this year's race for governor, since she's up for re-election with Governor Spencer Cox. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Utah voters will make their voices heard today on this Super Tuesday. Republicans will caucus with the presidential preference poll, while Democrats are having a more traditional primary. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
It is an easy ride on all the valley freeways, including I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. One accident reported, 5400 West, 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 47. I'm Matt Johnson.
41 degrees, sunshine in the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Voters are heading to the polls today for both GOP and Democratic presidential races on Super Tuesday and down-ballot races and initiatives. In California, the U.S. Senate seat once held by the late Dianne Feinstein is up for grabs. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
What's interesting about the race here is three Democrats are running and one Republican. That Republican is former L.A. Dodgers great Steve Garvey. The top two, no matter which party they're in, they go onto the ballot in November. And the leading Democrat, Adam Schiff, has actually been trying to make his opponent B. Garvey, the Republican, who is also at the top of the four-way race. Why? Because come November, with so many Democrats in California, Schiff would likely have an easier time beating a Republican than going up against another Democrat.
Thursday marks 5 months since the Hamas attacks on Israeli villages. Talks between the U.S. and Arab nations continue to get a ceasefire and hostage release deal in place before the start of the Islamic holiday, Ramadan, this Sunday. A new United Nations report now confirming Israel's claims that Hamas used rape and sexual assault as a weapon on October 7th. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli government has welcomed the fact that a United Nations commissioned investigation has definitively recognized that these types of crimes of a sexual nature were committed by Hamas and other affiliated extremist groups, widespread really, on October the 7th, and against hostages being held in the Gaza Strip since then, and Israel believes still, it alleges, against hostages being held today. The Israelis would like there to be a session of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the matter.
In Michigan, one person is dead after a series of explosions and fires at a vaping distribution company outside Detroit last night. A butane canister projectile struck and killed a 19-year-old about a quarter of a mile away. The ATF is investigating. And Facebook and Instagram accounts coming back after a widespread outage today, Meta calling it a technical issue. You're listening to ABC News.
Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus. Special coverage on Utah's noon news.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Today is Super Tuesday. Utahns are heading to the polls to make their voices heard. A key voting block a lot of candidates oftentimes have a hard time reaching is the student population. Now, historically, young adults have voted at lower rates than other cohorts. Weber State University President Brad Mortensen joins me now live to talk about what they are doing to support student engagement. Thank you for being with me.
Yes. Hi, Maria. Good to be with you.
So tell us about these initiatives that Weber State's working on to get students to the polls.
Yes. We take it really seriously that our responsibility is to help younger students, younger people get out to vote. Oftentimes they're a little more lackadaisical, and so we've developed some action plans here on campus, and we're actually tied in with a national group called All In to Vote that helps promote that at about 1,000 colleges and universities across the country.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your action plans.
Yeah, we try to do all types of things. We just were recognized last week by the Department of Education for getting our student athletes out in their uniforms at different polling places back in 2022 to have them be aware and supporting and volunteering to make the polling places work well. We provide training for county election officials all across the state through our Olin Walker Institute. We just try to really show our students that there's many ways to be engaged in the political process. You don't have to, and it's not always about partisanship. There's lots of nonpartisan ways to be engaged and get other people out to register and to vote.
So what is the feeling today on campus? Do you get the sense that students are excited to vote?
Well, you know, it happens to be spring break here at Weber State this week.
Spring break as well.
Yeah, but we've been pushing. You know, a lot of our Weber State students are local, and so they have the chance to participate in their caucuses tonight. And for those of us who've been to caucuses, regardless of the party, it tends to be an older population. But we'd like to see that change. And I think caucuses are a great opportunity for students to get out and meet with their neighbors and talk about issues of the day and figure out how they can be involved and have their voice heard.
Yeah, describe for us how you show them the importance of them getting out, showing up for Super Tuesday.
You know, this year, there's maybe some sense that we know who the candidates are going to be for president, so people might feel a little bit less inclined to be involved. But there are so many other races that have a great impact on us at the state level, locally, county commissioners, at the federal level in the House and in the Senate. So it's important for us to share with students and others that all of those things get determine and have some say by who shows up and represents their voices at caucus.
Thank you for being with me. Enjoy the rest of your spring break.
Yes, thank you so much, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Live on the KSL Newsline, Weber State University President Brad Mortensen. And you've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date now on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Normal KSL travel times north and southbound I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, light traffic, good speeds, and no problems. Our main secondaries also looking good. Snow not a factor today. We have beautiful sunshine through most of the valley and dry road conditions. But we do have one accident, 3500 South, 5400 West. For a limited time, open a 12-month certificate from Cypress Credit Union and give 5.25% APY. Learn more at any branch or visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast keeps the clouds around for the next few days. Mostly cloudy today, 47. 51 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for an isolated shower. Better chance for scattered rain, snow showers on Thursday, 45 the high. We drop down to 42, partly cloudy on Friday. Sunny on Saturday, 50 degrees, 54. We're rebounding, partly cloudy on Sunday. And then it's 57 with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Well, the sun is out, but it's not warming things up much. 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets at this hour. Ooh, it's painful. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ down by about 300 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Only one type of burger. For every palate. Fries are extra. Large in size. We've got the shakes. Going over the brim.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's. Put a positive, delicious spin on your day at any one of our five locations. In Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, or Harriman. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
KSL News Time, 1225. Utah Clean Energy is teaming up with UCare to help cities become better prepared for electric vehicles.
A shortage of charging stations remains one of the biggest obstacles for electric vehicle owners. Kelby Gopal with Utah Clean Energy says that's why they're working with cities to adopt EV-ready ordinances.
What an EV readiness ordinance typically does is it requires that a certain percentage of parking spaces in a multifamily housing building be equipped with the right infrastructure to support installing an EV charging station in the future.
She says about 80% of EV charging takes place at home, which is fine for people living in single-family houses, but becomes difficult for people in apartment complexes. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watch Utah's money. Target's annual revenue dropped for the first time in 7 years. The Wall Street Journal says less people are splurging on home goods and electronics. Instead, they're spending their money on food and other essentials, which leaves Target in a rough place since they get most of their sales from non-food items. Whole Foods is launching what they call a quick shop format to extend their services to urban neighborhoods. It will be called the Whole Foods Market Daily Shop, and each shop will be smaller but include basically everything a standard Whole Foods has. Now, this venture will start in New York City. Jeff Bezos is reclaiming the title of richest person on earth, dethroning Elon Musk. The Bloomberg Billionaires Index says last year, Bezos gained $23 billion while Musk lost about $31 billion. And taking a look at your money at this moment, we are seeing a drop in shares. Losses in shares for Intel and Salesforce have a big impact on the Dow, causing it to drop by more than 375 points. Right now, it's down by 363, sitting at 38,627. S&P is down by 53, and the NASDAQ gets down by 286 points. A couple from Highland could be the underdog winners of a new cabin renovation TV show. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
Jeremy and Jessica Rock were only weeks away from their wedding anniversary when they landed on Cabin Wars, Flip It to Win It. You see, neither of them are contractors, but after pulling long days with some help from friends, they could win the 40 grand season prize.
Now, the couple had to flip a small cabin on a $20,000 budget in only a month.
Today's vote may seal the race for president.
Two major parties in Utah are taking opposite approaches.
Democrats will have a primary election.
United Utah Party and American Independent Party will also be having their caucuses.
It all begins by showing up. Caucus night is the opportunity to do that.
Super Tuesday. 16 states and territories vote, and more than 1,000 delegates are awarded. Listen for special coverage today.
Today.
Plus, get analysis and reaction all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus on KSL News Radio.
Les Olson IT is now a Ricoh Graphic Arts and Production Systems dealer. Ricoh chose Les Olson because of our reputation for superior service and national recognition. Les Olson IT chose Ricoh Graphics because they're the best value compared to other commercial-grade printers. Ricoh excels in high volume, high speed, high resolution, and offers an exciting fifth color. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE or go to pieinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Freeway traffic still in really good shape. No problems on the main secondaries. We have this accident reported 5400 West, 3500 South. If you're traveling the higher elevations like I-80 and Parley's, Big and Little Cottonwood, and Highway 189, Provo Canyon, no problems reported there. The UACPA supports certified public accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development. Find a CPA that works for you, uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 47. Overnight, we keep the clouds around and milder overnight lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, 51, mostly cloudy and a slight chance for an isolated shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We did have a bit of sunshine, 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In Provo, it's 37. St. George, the warm spot this hour, 61 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Today is Super Tuesday. Utah voters are heading to the polls tonight, and many will cast a presidential preference vote. Utah Republican Chair Robert Axon told Davin Dujanovic that voting will happen in person or via an absentee ballot.
Anybody wanting to participate in either of those ways, like you said, they can go and pre-register, and that will give them their caucus location so that they know where to go or the information on how to submit their absentee ballot.
Axon says if you are submitting an absentee ballot, it will have to be brought into your local polling place by hand. If you can't go, a family member, friends, or even a neighbor can bring it in for you. It's a big night for Utah's Republican caucuses, but what's going on with the Democrats? KSL News Radio's Emma Kettington has more.
This year, Republicans are holding a presidential preference caucus, opting out of a traditional primary election.
Only one party is having what we would call an election. The Democratic Party opted in to have a primary.
That's Shelley Jackson, Deputy of Elections with the Lieutenant Governor's Office, explaining the Democrats' plan to Davin Dujanovic this morning. Mail-in ballots have been sent to registered Democrats, and they can also vote by attending a polling location before they close tonight at 8. The Lieutenant Governor's Office will oversee the Democrats' election tonight, but will have no part in the Republican presidential preference meetings. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Presidential primary races aren't the only things on the ballot for this Super Tuesday. Several other important races are taking place across the country. In California, 27 candidates have filed to fill the late Dianne Feinstein Senate seat. And on the Texas ballot, Democrats are looking for a chance to challenge Republican Senator Ted Cruz this fall. Join KSL News Radio at 5 o'clock for Utah's Super Tuesday caucus. We will bring you 4 hours of coverage as Super Tuesday results begin to come in starting at 5. Now, don't forget, tune back in Wednesday morning for more complete results and full analysis. Dash cam footage from a fatal police shooting in Camas is being released. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has the latest.
It was around 12:30 in the morning on November 9th when Donald Ball's truck was spotted by a Summit County Sheriff's deputy who had a no-bail warrant out for his arrest. The footage shows Ball attempting to evade the deputy in a car chase that ended with his truck crashing on Bench Creek Road in Wasatch County. It was at that moment that Ball is seen in the footage exiting his truck wielding what looks like a bat, or what authorities say was a large blunt object, and moving towards the deputy quickly. Warning, the clip I'm about to play includes loud gunfire and sirens. The arrest warrant was for a probation violation from a 2018 criminal mischief conviction. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Senator Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona will not seek a second term. She made the announcement today. Her exit clears the way for a likely matchup between Republican Carrie Lake and Democrat Republican Ruben Gallego in a contest that could determine control of the Senate. KSL News Time, 1233. A Davis County teen is back with his family after police say he was taken by an adult and sent a secret signal for help. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Police found the missing 14-year-old boy in a West Bountiful hotel room with four adult men on Sunday. The way officers knew something was wrong was that the teen had changed his voicemail. He and his family had agreed to use that as a red flag, and later he shared his location. The Davis County Sheriff's Office tells KSL-TV they questioned all four adult men and let three go. The last was a 36-year-old man from California who says he met the boy online and intended to take him back to his home state. He's in jail. Police say this is an important reminder that families should prepare safety signals just in case. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Nicholas Rossi will be back in court today. He's facing several charges after faking his death and fleeing the country to avoid rape charges. He still insists he's not Rossi and has been mistakenly extradited. KSL's top national stories. Manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, begins today with jury selection. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
James Crumbly will go on trial following the conviction of his wife Jennifer Crumbly on similar charges of failing to take the steps that would have prevented their son from carrying out the deadly 2021 Oxford school shooting. Oakland County Circuit Judge Cheryl Matthews ruling that Ethan Crumbly's journal and text messages where he had wrote that his parents refused to get him mental health treatment will be allowed as evidence. Matthews also ruling that one of the Oxford High School students who witnessed the massacre will be allowed to testify. Dave Packer, ABC News.
California has been slammed by several big winter storms in recent weeks that will pay off for the state's drinking water supply. Today, the state's snowpack sits at 104% of average. Forecasters say even if the rain and snow stopped right now, there would be no widespread drought in California for the next 2 years. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
It's still nice and quiet on the Valley freeways. A good time to be out to grab a bite to eat. And we still have the cleanup of a crash 5400 West, 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
With interest rates coming back down, I bet the real estate market will pick back up in 2024. We're already seeing that, Tim.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter how the market is doing when you have the right team. So if you're looking to sell your house, now you want to downsize or you need more space, you need the Stern team.
The Stern team has taught us, you know, I can think of a handful of things that I would worry about if I was buying or selling, but there are 100 details that are involved in selling a home, and they have lots of people that are handling every detail so nothing falls through the cracks.
And they have so many different options. I mean, I worked with Cammie there at the Stern team, and she was awesome. But if you need an instant cash offer, you can do that. If you need to buy before you sell, you can do that. They have flexible fees.
They also have people that they represent that are looking to buy a home, so maybe they can make that perfect connection within the Stern team.
So don't put off selling your house or buying a house because you think the market isn't just right. The market is right with the Stern team.
Go online to sternteam.com or just Google the Stern team.
Manuel Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name in the Salt Lake area for over 100 years. Since 1920, we have provided plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services in our area. Hello, I'm Brian Jackson, fourth generation of our family-owned and operated business. We promise to provide honest service, competitive pricing, and the most knowledgeable plumbers, technicians, and sales staff around. The next time you're in need of any plumbing, heating, or air conditioning service or repairs, call the company you can trust. Call Manuel Plumbing and Heating today, 801-262-4600.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is not running for re-election. Her choice could pave the way to a likely matchup between Republican Carrie Lake and Democrat Ruben Gallego in a contest that could determine control of the Senate. KSL News Time, 1238. The legislature has signed off on a program that which would give up to $20,000 in bonuses to the top 25% of Utah's performing teachers.
This is entirely paid for by the state legislature through an account that's called the Education Stabilization Fund. It's state income tax dollars.
The bill's sponsor, Senator Lincoln Fillmore, tells Davin Dujanovic this is meant to entice teachers to perform well and to stay in their chosen profession because they can earn more. Salt Lake City leaders are trying to protect and reuse the city's historic buildings. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has details.
This proposal, initiated by Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, would alter some zoning barriers and change building requirements to allow more historic buildings to be preserved and used rather than demolished. Deputy Planning Director with the Salt Lake Planning Commission, Michaela Oakday, says one of these changes would help create more residential buildings.
The current process is really limited. The process with the landmark structures right now, it pretty much just allows non-residential uses.
The proposal was passed unanimously by the Planning Commission and will be heard by the Salt Lake City Council this week. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Park City leaders are looking for ways to help their workforce afford housing in town, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. It's the only Utah city with a bigger workforce than the number of residents, and Zillow reports that the median rent there is over $4,000 a month. City Council is now looking at building more dorm-style housing to accommodate the thousands of people who commute into work every day. And a new program in Ogden is hoping to help startups in the food service industry.
You'll recall how James Madison Elementary School has been closed. Well, now it'll be back in action as the site of a new kitchen incubator program, Ogden's first shared kitchen space. Interested businesses can join a waitlist to use the school's kitchen, and this will come with educational resources provided by Weber State. When open, the program will work with businesses to produce packaged, canned, and other goods, along with some sweeter stuff as well. That'll all happen in the next few weeks. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's quiet on the Valley freeways and our main secondaries. We still have crews working to clear a crash 3500 south near 5400 west. I do want to give drivers a reminder. Eastbound lanes of I-215 South Belt will be closed starting Friday night right around 9 o'clock until Monday morning. And it's only the eastbound lanes, and it's for a small stretch on the South Belt between I-15 and about 7th East while crews are there working on bridge repair work. But overall, keep that in mind if you happen to travel those overnight hours. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of small low-pressure systems passing by to the north, we'll keep it mostly cloudy today, high of 47. Overnight, cloudy skies, 35 the low. 51 for tomorrow afternoon, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a shower, maybe a better chance for a rain-snow shower on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 44 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, Utahns are voting today, but so are 15 other states. We'll talk to one of our national correspondents on what some are calling Nikki Haley's last stand. That's coming up, streaming live at KSL News Radio and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
If you know me, Hans Olsen, you know my wife's the most important thing in my life. What she wants, I deliver. And it looks like we're getting new cabinets. I took her to the Euromax cabinet showroom in Pleasant Grove, and she hasn't looked at me the way she looked at those cabinets in 15 years. Doors that close quietly with the press of a button, LED lighting inlaid, waterproof box, shelves, and doors that won't warp from moisture. Every color and design imaginable for those doors. Simply put, the most magnificent cabinets your eyes will ever behold. Mike and Max combined a vision of over 35 years of experience to bring us Euromax. Max with his Ukraine roots, and Mike with 25 years of installation, it delivers the greatest in cabinet design, building, and installation. Truly, my amazing wife was in awe. We both were. And if I have to buy her love, I will. Go see all the possibilities at EuromaxFurniture.com. That's EuromaxFurniture.com. Whether you're rebuilding a kitchen or starting a new build, it's EuromaxFurniture.com for your cabinets. Euromax, built for you.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
dash cam footage from a fatal police shooting in Camas has been released by the Summit County Sheriff's Office, which shows Donald Ball wielding what looks like a bat and advancing towards the deputy who fired his weapon. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Utah voters will head to the polls today for Super Tuesday. Republicans are holding a caucus while Democrats are having a more traditional primary. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Freeway traffic lighter than normal and rolling along with no problems. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of 4th South and State Street. Traffic a little busy at the intersection, but overall, downtown surface streets also in good shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of clouds for the next few days and slight rain and snow chances. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 44 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The presidential primary moving nationwide on this Super Tuesday. Voters in more than a dozen states decided on GOP and Democratic races, including Colorado, where Donald Trump's name remains on the ballot after a ruling by the Supreme Court rejecting the state's efforts to disqualify Trump due to a 14th Amendment insurrection clause. ABC's Mola Lange is in Denver on the possible impact to voters.
As far as Republicans, and in particular those who do support Donald Trump, a bit of a victory, some vindication, certainly keeps at the front of their minds the idea that Donald Trump has been politically persecuted and is constantly under attack, and so it may motivate some voters in that way.
Women have been using a progesterone-only pill for decades. Now major pharmacies will soon stock O-pill for the over-the-counter birth control. It's set to hit shelves in weeks. Bitcoin clawing its way back after tumbling the past few years due to cryptocurrency cases. This is ABC News.
Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As voters make their voices heard today, all eyes are on the battle between former President Trump and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Haley is behind in the polls and in the delegate count, but she's looking for a big win today to stay in the game. News Nation correspondent Emily Finn is in Haley's home state, South Carolina, and she joins me with the latest. And tell us, is this really Nikki Haley's last stand?
It certainly could be. I mean, this is a crucial moment for her, a make or break moment this Super Tuesday. Nikki Haley is coming off of her only win so far in the primaries. That was in D.C. And then she kicked off a pretty aggressive campaign tour. I mean, she was in North Carolina, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, and then Texas last night. That was all in just the past couple of days leading up to Super Tuesday. And she took aim at former President Trump at that event. That was in Fort Worth in Texas. She spoke with her supporters and said that she believes she is the best candidate to go on to the general election and beat Biden in November. But when we look at the poll numbers, she simply just does not have enough support to chip away at the former president's massive lead in the polls. So that's why today is so crucial for her, especially states like California and Texas that are voting today. Over 100 delegates just in both of those states, respectively. So it's very, very high stakes. There's more than a dozen states casting their ballots today. We know Utah is one of them. 36% of the delegates on the GOP side are up for grabs. That's one third of the total delegates. So Haley's team is here in South Carolina awaiting the results of the Super Tuesday elections. We may be waiting to see if she's going to bow out, potentially suspend her campaign if this doesn't go well for her today.
Are there any states that she's expected to win?
Not right now. She is not projected to win any of the Super Tuesday states. But, you know, a lot of the voters that we spoke with say that they simply don't really trust the polls. But so far they've been pretty accurate leading up to, I mean, when we look at the early voting states, Iowa, New Hampshire, her home state, South Carolina, the polls weren't too far off with how she performed. So I can't say that it is likely that she is going to win many at all today. Yeah.
So what are some of the key issues people are looking at as they do cast their vote for a candidate today?
One of the biggest issues that we've been hearing is about immigration. That's been a top issue, an increasingly top issue in the past few months, the past couple of years, certainly throughout Biden's administration. This has been a headache for him, something that's really driving his approval numbers down. So that is something that we've been watching out for. The economy is always a very big topic. With inflation high during Biden's first term here, that's something that they've been speaking about as well. And for Haley specifically, foreign policy is something that she's been really leaning on with her her background and her former experience as UN ambassador, talking a lot about the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel, potential threats in Taiwan, what those alliances between Russia and China potentially Iran could mean on the world stage. So there's a lot of hot topics that we have been listening to voters talk about as they prepare to cast their ballots here today on Super Tuesday.
Emily, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Live on the KSL Newsline from News Nation correspondent Emily Finn. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app and save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's been a really quiet noontime drive on all the valley roadways, whether that would be the freeways, some of the main secondaries like State Street, Bangor Highway, Mountain View, or even the surface streets. We've only had the one accident reported, 5400 West, 3500 South, and that's in the cleanup stages. Right now, no accidents or other delays to report. With nutrients blended for greener, healthier turf in our local soil, IFA's 4+ Lawn Care Program is the ultimate lawn owner power move. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with a high of 47 today with mostly cloudy skies. Keeping the clouds around for tomorrow, a slight chance for an isolated shower, high of 51 degrees. 45, chance for rain, snow showers on Thursday, then drying out Friday, partly cloudy, high of 42. Time to rebound with high pressure. Saturday, sunny, 50. 54 on Sunday goes to 57. Partly cloudy skies on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And with the temperature right now of 44 degrees, may look and it may feel like winter today, but you know what? Summer and short season are just around the corner. Now, if you aren't feeling good about your weight, you're discouraged about dieting, I want to tell you what's working for me. For the past 5 weeks, I've been following a plan designed just for me by Salt Lake City Fat Loss, and I'm now convinced it's the secret to jump-starting your weight loss. In just 5 weeks, I've lost over 19 pounds, and I've done it naturally, safely, and effectively. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost over 19 pounds in 5 weeks. Many of their clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dave and Dejanovic.
One person described it like this: I like having 1,000 one-minute conversations. So often we think we've got to dive in head first and know everything before we can speak on something. Well, we can have a bunch of little conversations.
There's more than one opinion, and more than one opinion or viewpoint matters. I want our listeners to walk away from the show knowing that more than one opinion is valid.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:54. The Dodge Charger went out of production late last year, but now the company has revealed an electrified successor to the iconic muscle car. ABC's Mike DeBusky has more.
Dodge has pulled the wraps off the Charger Daytona.
It kind of throws back to like a 70s kind of Charger.
EV Pulse editor in chief Chad Kirshner says the electric Charger comes in 2- and 4-door configurations. The company says it plans to add 2 6-cylinder gasoline engines to the lineup, but down the line,
the gas car is the last of the regular ones to come to market. It's not coming until next year.
In the meantime, the electric Charger is built in Canada with batteries sourced from Samsung, meaning it won't immediately qualify for the federal EV tax credit. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, half of Americans who applied for loans in the past 2 years were turned down. A new survey by Bankrate indicates people are most often reporting getting denied for credit cards or a credit limit increase. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. It's the latest effort in the White House to end junk fees. The administration says it could save Americans up to $10 billion a year. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau claims the average credit card late fee is around $32. More than half of college graduates are underemployed. Research from the Burning Glass Institute and the Strata Institute say about 52% of the college grads are working jobs that don't make any use of their diploma. And taking a look at your money at this moment, drops in shares for Intel, Salesforce causing a big drop in the Dow. The Dow now down 464 points, more than a full percent, sitting at 38,526. The S&P is down by 65 and the NASDAQ down by 323 points.